I blinked several times, and I just barely managed to stop myself from looking down to see if there was still a floor underneath our feet. It was impossible to misunderstand what she was suggesting. As far as Debs was concerned, I only did two things, and my sister was not talking about using my forensic skills on Bobby Acosta. Deborah was the one person on Earth who knew about my hobby. I thought she had come to accept it, however reluctantly. But to have her suggest that I should actually use it on somebody was so completely outside the limits of what I thought Deborah would ever approve of that the idea never occurred to me, and I was truly stunned. "Deborah," I said, and the shock had to be showing in my voice. But she leaned as far forward as she could without tipping out of her chair and lowered her voice. "Bobby Acosta is a killer," she said with savage intensity. "And he's going to walk again. Just because he's got money and clout. It's not right, and you know it. And that has to be the kind of thing that Dad wanted you to take care of." "Listen," I said, but she wasn't quite done. "God damn it, Dexter," she said. "I tried like hell to understand you and what Daddy wanted with you. And I finally do. I get it, okay? I know exactly what Daddy was thinking. Because I'm a cop like he was. And every cop comes up against a Bobby Acosta someday. Somebody who does murder and walks, even if you do everything right. And you can't sleep. And you grind your teeth. And you want to scream and strangle somebody, but it's your job to eat the shit and like it, and there's nothing you can do about it." She actually stood up, and she leaned her fist on my desk and put her face about 6 inches away from mine. "Until now," she said. "Until finally. Daddy solved this whole thing. The whole fucked up mess," she poked me in the chest. "With you," she said. "And now I need you to be what Daddy wanted you to be, Dexter. I need you to take care of Bobby Acosta." Debs glared at me for several seconds as I scrambled for something to say. And in spite of my well-deserved reputation for a glib tongue and a ready wit, there were absolutely no words there for me to grab onto and speak. I mean, really, I had been trying so hard to reform, to live a normal life. And because of that, I had been drugged, forced into an orgy, taunted and beaten by cannibals. And now my sister, a sworn officer of the law and a lifelong opponent of everything I held dear, was actually asking me to kill someone. I began to wonder if perhaps I was still lying somewhere, tied up and drugged, and hallucinating all this. The idea was very comforting, but my stomach was growling and my chest hurt where Debs had poked me, and I realized that something so unpleasant was probably true, and that meant I had to deal with it. "Deborah," I said carefully, "I think you're a little bit upset." "You're goddamned right I'm upset," she said. "I bust my ass to get Samantha Aldevar back, and now she's gone again. And I'm betting Bobby Acosta has her, and he's going to get away with it.